With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Roads, bridges, highways, dams. These are all an example of infrastructure. President Trump's infrastructure plan has been released, and it does show an awareness of the needs of agriculture, not just the needs of urban areas that dealt with traffic jams or bridges that are in despair. The overall awareness is reason for the ag sector to be optimistic. That's according to Mike Steenhoek, the executive director of the Soy Transportation Coalition.
The fact that it actually calls for funding $50 billion for rural projects, that's encouraging, number one. And then number two, the fact that that money is to be administered at the state and the local level. It really concerns me whenever you talk about a rural problem getting addressed by someone orchestrating it in Washington, D.C. That really is a recipe for misappropriation of funds and waste.
Steenhoek says the plan talks about the multiple modes that make up the transportation system, unlike the usual and disappropriate focus on just roads and bridges.
That certainly is critical to agriculture and other industries, but it should not be the sum total of our infrastructure strategy. We also need to talk about the inland waterway system, our freight rail system, our ports.
The devil's always in the details, though, and he says the president's plan is somewhat lacking on details. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington on the Ag Information Network of the West.